On the show today, we have Payfair's President Jeff Weikart talking about how credit unions can navigate the payments field. So check it out. Hey, you know, before we get into the interview about navigating the payments field and all this uber technology that you guys are really on the cutting edge here of payments technology and mobile, this and that. Just give us a quick 411. Give us a quick summary on Payveris. What's it all about? What's your differentiator and how you see yourselves in the world of, in the ever evolving world of payments?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And we are the new digital payments kid on the block, if you will. We're about 5 years old. We're based in Connecticut. We were birthed out of a financial institution. And we're really here to serve banks and credit unions around the digital payments world, which is changing rapidly. We differentiate ourselves being the new kid on the block. We have the advantage of all the new technology. So we're built 100% in the cloud, for instance, which gives us great efficiency and economies. We are a single platform, which most of the solutions out there you'll find are disparate single point solutions that have been cobbled together over the years, but we were creative natively on a single unified platform, which gives us that, consolidation, same experience across devices. We're an open API platform, which is also unique.
Yeah.
That gives the ability for the credit unions to get control and to create a great, unique digital experience for their members. So those are some of the things. PaySafe is our funding model. It's a unique way in terms of how we move the money, and it's in short, better, safer, faster, less risky, which any financial institution would like.
Of course.
And so that's our standard go-to implementation method. And then finally, we don't go directly to consumers. We work always through the financial institution. Most of our clients today are credit unions. So we work with partners who serve credit unions or credit unions directly. And so we're really all about keeping them relevant in the payment space. And little by little, they're getting encroached on, nibbled away by non-banks, by big banks. And we're really here to help them defend their turf.
I'm glad you brought up payments because that segues right into my next question. So what are credit unions missing here, if anything, when it comes to payments? I know there are a good amount of credit unions that are doing it right, that are really pushing the proverbial envelope pretty darn well. But there's probably a vast majority that are still kind of out there in the forest, kind of in the woods, kind of navigating this whole thing, because like you said at the top of the show, it's changing so much almost by like the minute. So what can we do better here? What can credit unions do better here and excel in this area?
Well, I know a lot of the friction in the market is around losing control really of the different solutions. So if you think about it, 20 years ago, life was more simple. We had online banking and we had bill pay and that's about it. You could access your credit union via the phone or your desktop computer. And so that worked pretty well. And over the years, new devices have sprung up and new types of payments like P2P, person-to-person payments have sprung up, among others. So today, that C-level executive for the credit union wakes up and it's a different world. I've got iPhones and iPads and wearables and all these different devices. And I've got multiple payment solutions. I've got P2P and A2A, which is just account-to-account transfer. I've got online bill pay. And all of these things were built at different times by different vendors and generally cobbled together. So the credit union executive, he or she looks at that and says, wow, I've got to manage all this disparate different payment methods, different vendors, my branding, my enrollment process. It's different across channels. And I want to change that. I'm frustrated by that because today when an individual, a consumer is out looking for a financial institution, the digital capabilities are real important. I talked to a guy last week in Boston and he said when the first thing he went to look for a new FI was really around what do they have around mobile banking? What do they have in terms of the ability to do remote deposit capture, take a picture and things like that. That was more important to him than where the branches were or the other things the FI could offer. So credit unions really need to think about, upgrading their digital experience. The smaller credit unions, they go to their providers who offer, one platform and one set of solutions that can give them that omni-channel type experience, and they're gonna get upgraded really quickly. But larger credit unions that have the ability to maybe do more best of breed by solution, they want the control. They want to be able to build a really robust digital experience for their members, but they want to be able to control that
Got it.
themselves. The only way they can really do that is to have access to the API, and that's really what we do in both cases.
Okay. So it all comes down to the API, it sounds like.
That's pretty important, and we're really the only ones right now who offer the full 100% API access. So that's a big differentiator for us. And when we talk to these executives every day, that's one thing that really resonates. That's one thing they really like about our model, because it was built that way from the beginning.
And this is something like 10, 15 years ago, API, what?
Yeah.
And now it's, common language, it's in our vernacular now,
Well, it is. I was actually at CheckFree when we launched our first, API, which was really web service back then. And it was experimental, and we offered just a couple of functions and said, okay, here, FI, you can do these things, but you can't do all these other things, because only we can do those other things.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And that
Yeah.
was kind of training wheels. Today, though, technology and sophistication developers, they're able to take all that. And the beauty in our model is we could take 20 different credit unions and we could give them access to our platform. And for their constituents and their market, they could literally each build their own unique digital
Oh,
payment
love
experience
that.
that none would look exactly alike or work exactly alike, which is awesome
Yeah, for
because it's all
them.
about being different.
Exactly. It's really customized to what their members want and how they operate individually.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
One size does not fit all.
Exactly. And that kind of brings me to my next question as well. It's like, I mean, there's a burgeoning marriage between consumer, financial institution, credit unions in this case, and retailer, especially when it comes to payments. I mean, how important is it for all three to kind of coexist in a perfect harmony, so to speak? If you're still there, you are.
Well, yeah, I'm here. So
Okay.
yes, it's a unique ecosystem you just described,
Yeah, is
and
it?
each of those constituents have their own objectives, and they don't always line up. So that becomes a challenge. I know when our platform was built from the beginning, it was always intended to extend out. So we started with bill pay, then we launched P2P, then we offered A2A. And next thing will be B2B type payments and B2C type money movement. And then it'll be digital commerce, which is where you're adding that merchant piece in. And so, the thing that you have to worry about today, if you're again, a credit union executive, is that you're losing control over a lot of that payment experience as far as people going out to a merchant. So you go across the street to buy a cup of coffee, you use Apple Pay. Well, the credit union may have signed up for Apple Pay and be behind Apple Pay. You pay with Apple Pay. You might use the credit union card to pay for that. That's not a totally bad thing for the credit union, but they have to pay for that. It costs them more to do that. And at the end of that transaction, you go ask that member, so you just bought a cup of coffee. Who did you do that transaction with? Are they going to say Apple, or are they going to say, my credit union?
They'll probably say Apple.
They probably say Apple. So this sort of disintermediation is something that's happened pretty rapidly with the non-banks. When you look at like Venmo, the wallets out there, Google Wallet, PayPal, they're really, not the friends of the credit union. They're actually taking away what was always the domain for the credit union in terms of their business and owning that. I own the money movement. I'm the financial institution. Now they're coming in and taking advantage of that. So you've got to worry about that. For the consumer, they just want to buy their coffee and they want it to be
Of
fast and
course.
quick and safe. For the merchant, though, they want it to be less costly and less friction
And fast. Yeah, friction, less friction,
and
big time.
fast. So I think this is something that, we would like to rally the credit unions around to say, hey, we could develop and take our platform and extend out to digital commerce to create that ecosystem that's really credit union centric. And that's an opportunity that we're actually working on right now.
Very cool. And you mentioned before about P2P. I mean, obviously that's a really hot topic right now with consumers/members these days. Where do credit unions fit into that mix right now? Because I mean, it seems like it's a market waiting to just explode in our industry.
It is exploding already. So, you know, by and large, the banks and credit unions are behind in terms of their person-to-person offerings. Mm-hmm. They've kind of let the non-banks slip in there. So you see dramatic growth. Any study you go out and Google on mobile payments and P2P, you know, peer-to-peer payments, you're going to see phenomenal charts that wow everybody, any conference you go to.
Yep.
So it's happening. And it's all happening because I've got my device of choice right here. And it's where I want to do everything wherever I am, whenever I want to do it.
Right.
And so if I want to send you $10, I just want to pick up my phone and send you $10.
And you can do it.
And you can do it. And so this is really important because this is kind of where these non-banks really aren't the friends of the credit union. And the bigger banks have a lot of these solutions, so the credit union's getting squeezed. And again, this goes back to my earlier comment. If you're out looking for a new institution and your credit union doesn't have a P2P offering, it's not a good thing.
Exactly.
So this is something that we think is a great opportunity. By and large, people still trust their credit union to be that man, you know, help me with my financial life.
Exactly.
Help me pay my bills. Help me move money. Help me manage my money. Mm-hmm. So this is still the credit union's game to lose, really.
Yeah.
So it's important. We talk a lot to prospects in our pipeline, credit unions that are, you know, looking, shopping for P2P solutions today. Ours has been in market about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. It's a really simple solution. It gives, again, that good funds, risk-free, safe payment type process on a next day basis. Mm-hmm. We're working on real time as well, which is also important. Faster is always, you know, viewed as better. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of people using that. Now we have almost 200 customers now.
Wow.
3/4 of those are credit unions and almost all of those have person to person.
Beautiful.
So it's happening.
Beautiful. I love it. Yeah. Cause I've used Square's Cash before.
Yes.
And it's pretty slick. So yeah, the outside folks are, they're doing it right. So
yeah, they have no regulation to worry about. They have no legacy to worry about. And if you're a Facebook or one of these companies that have access to lots of people, it's a ready-made solution
start.
To take the Venmo. So again, I think though, people are going to come back to wanting to do all this in one place, and that's going to be with their credit union.
When I go out and speak or I do this or whatever, I'm always talking about how can your credit union be that primary financial resource of every, like you just talking about, how can they be your financial everything, you know?
So,
this is one of the things to do it. All right, to wrap up here, Jeff, I know you have a busy day as well. So where can folks find out more about Payveris and then how you guys are helping credit unions? I mean, obviously, you guys, like we said at the top of the show, you're on the, pardon the cliche, cutting edge, but that's where you guys are. That's where you're living right now. And it's pretty cool that how you're pushing, you're almost like with the P2P, you're like pushing credit unions to do this, you know, and it's a good thing.
Yes. So we are the new kid on the block. So, and we found that, you know, the last company that was even remotely close to ours was built 20 years ago. So it's been a long time and the market's saying, yeah, we're ready for you now.
Yeah.
You know, with this newer way to do this, using the newer technology. Mm-hmm. And it was great because we didn't have, you know, when we built this from scratch, we didn't have any legacy stuff to worry about. Mm-hmm. So therefore we can innovate and we can add new features. So we go to market a couple ways. One is we work closely with partners. So a couple of our great credit union centric partners are CU Answers, which is a regional CUSO, EPL, ShareOne. We work with mobile providers, core providers, online banking providers. They take our payment capability and the API and they build it into their solutions and then they go to the credit union constituents and resell it. Gotcha. And that's one way we go to market. And that's a fine way. Those customers get the same access to all of the good stuff that a direct customer would. We also go direct. So some of the larger customers want that direct relationship because they want to pick the best of this and the best of that.
Yep.
When it comes to payments, they like all those things I mentioned in the beginning, the open API, the single platform, the PaySafe model. So we also have salespeople calling on direct credit unions as well. The way to access us, we've got a website, payverse.com. There's a list in there of all of our partners. Again, many are totally serving only the credit union space. Many are serving both, you know, banks and credit
unions.
There's
a lot of that going on.
Yeah, and so so that's a good source, and then certainly contacting us directly, we're happy to engage, and we're out at all the big credit union shows. We just had a terrific showing at GAC back in March where we met you.
Saw you guys there.
And, that was one of the best shows in the history of the company.
Yeah.
The demand and the interest in what we're doing is very high right now.
Very cool.
So anyway.
Sounds like you guys are doing it right. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for letting us tell the world.
Oh, you're in.